Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. In August, the unemployment rates in Ventura County were 5.3%, down significantly from a recession peak of 11.3% back in August 2010. In spite of so much discussion around full employment, there are still a significant number of job seekers searching for a good-paying job and employers trying to fill positions with skilled workers. Fortunately, there are the robust employment services that are available in Ventura County at the America's Job Centers of California. Here to talk about what is being done at the AJCCs to bring job seekers and employers together are Nancy Ambrose, Workforce Program Manager, Ventura County Human Services Agency. Also in studio, Mary Navarro Aldana, Cluster Field Office Manager, Workforce Services, Employment Development Department, and WDB member. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Good morning. Great.
So nice to have you in studios. Let's start off with Nancy this morning. First, Nancy, tell us about the resources available at the AJCCs in Ventura County.
So in Ventura County, in our America's Job Center, we do offer a variety of resources that are designed to address the unique needs of our job seekers. So for example, we offer a business resource room so that job seekers can access computers, internet, they have copiers, fax machines, they even have resume paper. Docking stations for anyone who maybe has their own computer and just basically needs to access our resources. And very friendly staff that can help you or anyone look for a job. So anyone that comes into the center is able to access some level of assistance, and it's based on an individual's need. So, for example, if someone just simply needs to print a resume, they can access the resources there, print their resume, or use the computers. Or if there's a screening test they need to take for an employer, they can also do that right there. But if someone really is struggling finding a job, we're there to guide them and to help them through the process and assess their training needs and then help them find the right partner, the right service, or even refer them to training services to help them really succeed in their job search.
Very important that they're nice, because people are so stressed out in this situation when they're trying to find a job. They just need a little bit of help to guide them along, and things will turn out okay.
That's correct, and our staff are always willing to help.
Mary, can anyone take advantage of the services and resources that are available at the AJCCs?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's more than just a job center. The America's Job Center is actually a system, so anyone from any walk of life, whatever their need is, if they're a student struggling trying to figure out what they want to do with their life, what career they want to go into. If it's somebody that's worked for 40 years and they retired and they found out they have to go back to work, if it's someone that worked a job, had an accident, became disabled, and needs some guidance to find a new career and a job, anyone can come in and find the resources, because as a system, we offer resources from 19 different agencies. Now, they're not all on site, but the point is that you walk into a center that's very friendly. It's like your home away from home. We've done so much to try and make it a place where people can actually feel comfortable and want to come back to take care of the business that they have to when they're looking for work. So, yes, anyone, youth, veterans, like I said, anyone that is looking for work can come into our center and take advantage of all the resources.
Now, Nancy, let's talk about some of the programs and services that are the most popular among job seekers at the America's Job Center of California.
Well, oftentimes what is popular depends on what the person needs. But we have found, at least I have found, that training programs are often very popular. That means that we provide financial assistance to help someone pay for some retraining. For individuals who have lost their job because of no fault of their own due to a plant closure or company laying off workers, they can qualify for some special benefits that allows us to access training resources and help them pay for skills upgrade or on-the-job training, and it's very, very popular. So those are some of the most popular programs we offer. Now, services, of course, using our computers, our fax machines, even making copies, because if you know someone who's unemployed and if they need to make a bunch of copies and pay for all of, you know, those copies, it can be very expensive. So we do our best to offer them what they need.
Mary, if a job seeker realizes that they do need additional training to pursue a specific career path, can the AJCC support staff help with access and maybe get some training?
Yes, and not only find the type of training that they need, but give them some guidance as to whether the training is going to be worthwhile to take, if the job is going to be in demand years from now. We have labor market information to look at the projections and see if that's a good industry or good occupation to get into. And, you know, always when people are in training, they need some financial help. They may need to extend their unemployment insurance. They may need to receive help from other agencies, depending what they're eligible for. And, you know, that's always a good thing when you have somebody that can guide you. So we don't call them guidance counselors, but, you know, you can walk in and have somebody actually guide you through how to find the best training that's suitable for you and stay with you the entire time that you're in training, monitoring the course, making sure you're being successful, and help you find employment when you're done with the training.
So, Nancy, how are the AJCC staff able to connect job seekers with Ventura County employers?
Well, we connect job seekers with employers with many different ways. One of the ways we use, of course, is our online resources, our labor exchange system, CalJobs. It's available to anyone at any time, as long as you have internet access. We also offer employers the use of our center to come and recruit. So if they're looking to fill very difficult positions that they can't find workers, they're on site and they actually hire people right on the spot. We also have account executives, and this is staff that go out in the community, make connections with employers, and have long-term relationships with them. Oftentimes, we have the opportunity to reimburse employers for up to 50% of someone's salary just for the opportunity to be trained on the job. So our connections have been long-term and ongoing, and I think we provide a valuable services to our employers, and that's why they keep coming back to us.
Final question for both of you, Nancy and Mary. What would your advice be to job seekers who are looking for employment in Ventura County, they're trying to find a job or better their career? What's their first step?
My suggestion is, one is, don't give up. You know, if you're having difficulty finding a job, use the resources that are available to you at our America's Job Center. Staff are always willing to help and provide assistance in whatever possible manner we can. Also, don't forget your network. Most jobs people don't realize are never posted online. 90% of jobs are done through a referral. So stay active, network, and come to our America's Job Center because we can help you.
And advice?
Well, I kind of look at the way things are right now, and there's this trend to always go to the Internet first, right? Everybody's trying to find out what's going on before they walk into any place. So that's my suggestion. Look at our websites. Look at our CalJobs website. Everything is on there. You can do it from home. And when you're ready, you walk into our office and you'll feel more familiar with everything. We'll be able to help you answer your questions. Anybody that's looking for work, That's my advice. Do some research first and then come in and we will help you.
There's definitely hope out there, and it's been proven again and again and again, the great work that you're doing. Nancy Mary, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Really do appreciate it here. The AJCC system offers robust services that help connect job seekers and employers with a wide range of employment and career services throughout Ventura County and the state. Services are available in both East and West County. To find the full-service America's Job Center location nearest you, call 800-500-7705. That's 800-500-7705. Or go to the Workforce Development Board website at www.workforceventuracounty.org. You can also visit www.caljobs.ca.gov. And once again, for the Workforce Ventura County website, go to www.workforceventuracounty.org. 852 at KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
And it is 8:53 here at KVTA.